Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And we're so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of God's Word on tonight. We just give God all praise and all glory on tonight. I just give God reverence. Who is my life? And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, I just thank and praise God on tonight for all that he does. I give God glory and I give God praise on tonight. We're going to get ready to open up our Bible class on tonight, our Bible study. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Y'all know I'll be getting all backwards with it, but a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go on into our word. Tonight's scripture is coming from Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of his hands, that thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, fowls of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name above all the earth. I have just read you Psalms 8 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
Not an hour of the day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to face the way I need to have done so many times. Through a door, an open door, I stretch my hand, come rescue me. I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Another second, another day, but Lord, I need you. I pray, if I never needed you before, short and weak, Lord, all of the praise that I left. While I was yet searching the world for more than the best friend I have believed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I've set my heart to thee. Come rescue me.
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, God. Lord, we come first of all asking you to bind up the strong man, God, from our lives. Bind the strong man up tonight from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bind every demonic force, every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is canceled, and I serve you notice on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to block every negative thing. I ask you today to block every demon. I ask you to block every witch and warlock and wizard and every psychic, God, block from this radio broadcast. And, Father, I pray tonight that you open up our understanding. Father, I ask you tonight to open up our minds, Lord. And I ask you right now, God, to open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour out some anointing on us, God. And in the name of Jesus, pour out some divine revelation on us on tonight, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, you say whatever I bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatsoever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. And I ask you on tonight to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you on tonight. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. We just give God glory, and we give him praise on tonight. We just thank and praise him for another opportunity to study the word of God. I'm going to get ready to start reading. We don't have a lot of questions tonight, but we're going to answer what we have, you know, and just, you know, talk to God about it. So I'm starting in chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sack with food as much as they can carry. Put every man's money in his sack mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses, and when they were gone out of the city and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men, and when thou doest overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, wherefore said my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of the Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servant it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondsmen. And he said, now also let it be according to your word. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground and opened every man his sack. And he searched and began at the eldest and left at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes and laid it every man his ass and returned to the city. And Judas and his brother came to Joseph's house, and he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, what deed is this that ye have done? Want ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine? And Judah said, what shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak, or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servant. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also, with whom the cup is found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get ye up in peace unto your father. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thy anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest unto thy servant, bring him down unto me, and I may set my eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father should die. And thou saidest unto thy servant, except your youngest brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord, and our father said, go again and buy us a little food. And we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then we go down. For we may not see the man's face except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me two sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if you take this also from me, and mischief befall him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now, therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant become surety for the lad unto his father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondsman to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father? 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, because every man to go out from him, and there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said unto his brother, I am Joseph. Doeth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brothers, come near to me, I pray you, And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold to the Egyptians. Now, therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourself that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land, yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he have made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus said thy son Joseph, God have made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flock and thy herd, and all that thou hast, and there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and all of that you have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servant. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lay your beast and go get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your household and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded this, do ye take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of the Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came unto the land of Canaan, unto Jacob, their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, then their father, revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go see him before I die. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. This is an awesome thing right here, and I thank and praise God today for it. So our first question is, what did Joseph tell his steward to put in Benjamin's sack? anybody.
A silver cup.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He told them to put a silver cup in. Now, I wonder why he told them that. I feel like he told them that just to spend some time with Benjamin so he could stay there with him. Because he hadn't spent a whole lot of time with Benjamin. He had not. And so he wanted them. It was just a prank, I guess. That's what I think.
Also, Apostle. That silver cup, you know, also they sold him for 20 pieces of silver as well.
Yeah. Sold Joseph. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they sold Joseph into Egypt for 20 pieces of silver mm-hmm. as well. So it was, yeah, it was all a part of him, you know, bringing everything down to the forefront, so he used his silver
mm-hmm.
cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. It was like, he was just showing them, or I guess letting them know what they had done to him. He was still feeling some kind of way. What did Joseph request Benjamin become to him? He requested Benjamin to become his slave. Yeah. Because he had said, well, I think Judah said if anybody, one of them had that cup, that they should die. But you know he wasn't going to say that, Joseph was saying, or the steward was saying, no, he'll just be his bondsman, his slave, mm-hmm. instead of talking about his brother dying. He didn't want that. Okay. How did the brothers react to this, that Benjamin become his Joseph's slave? How did they react to it? Because that was something.
Well,
remember?
They really...
Mm-mm, I say remember. Anybody? Lala.
Yes,
ma'am. What was you finna
yes,
say?
Yes, ma'am. They were saying that they didn't believe that they had stolen anything, you know, because even when the first incident, the money was put in their sack, they brought the money back to them. So they were sure that none of them had stolen anything. And so they was pretty confident, you know, to say, hey, you know, let's go back before him because we're good, you know. And Joseph, he had kind of put Benjamin on the spot because he was the youngest. Like Joseph was the youngest, you know, when he was put into slavery, sold into slavery, he was the youngest then. And so... you know, it was just a strategy of Joseph's, you know, to kind of, you know, bring everything down. And they were just sure that nobody had stolen anything. And they, you know, he put Benjamin on the spot. You know, this how y'all treated me. So I'm going to put y'all baby brother, you know, whom, you know, Jacob loved on the spot, you know, and we're going to see what happens. And, you know, Joseph, this was his fourth time trying them, and to see if they had made any type of change in their behavior and, you know,
right.
their heart.
Right.
To see if there was a change, you know, and, you know, because, you know, Joseph was he was a good man, and, you know, he knew what they had did was wrong, but
yep.
he still was putting them on trial, you know, hey, have you guys'
mm-hmm.
heart changed? Because, you know, this is my, this I'm your brother, and you y'all sold me into slavery, so I'm going to see
mm-hmm.
how y'all going to handle y'all baby brother.
Mm-hmm. So right about it.
And so their heart
mm-hmm.
did change. Actually, they had changed.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. They sure had changed. Yeah, you're right about that. And I didn't look at it that way because the way I got it was, you know, they sold him and everything, but it was actually God putting him in a place where he, you know, like he said, they didn't really do this. God did this for his purpose. And he can use people that try to do evil to you, but he turn around and use it for your good. And so I feel like God used them to help him put Joseph in place to when this famine come through, he could help and bless a lot of people, well, the whole world, because it was like the famine was all over. So he had to go through that thing, what he went through, in order to get where he needed to be to be a blessing to the people of God. So they think they did it, you know, and they did do it when they was upset and angry, but it was the Lord allowing it. That's the way I was getting it. But he brought it all back up. He had, and I guess he had to get it off of him because he was still holding that stuff in his heart. He had to let it out, I guess, some kind of way. But, yeah, I hadn't looked at it like how they sold him for silver, and he put that silver cup in Benjamin's bag. I hadn't even looked at it like that, but that's right. And then he was the youngest. And Joseph was the youngest when they sold him. So, I mean, that was awesome. That was awesome. But I hadn't looked at it like that. I was looking at it like, in the end, God is the one who allowed him to go through the things. That's why I tell a lot of us, the things that we've been through is for the calling on our lives. The things that we've been through, I'm telling you, you don't know how God's going to use you in the end, all the stuff you've been through in your life. You can just sit down and look back over your life and see what you've been through. You've been through so much and still going through something. But it's all for the glory of God. It's being used. We say, God, we want you to use us. We want to be used by you, but we can't tell God how to use us. We can't tell God how to do what he do best. But he used us the way he wants to build that character and faith up. I better not get too far off. What would be the result? Let me see. How did the brethren? Okay. How did the brethren react to this? Because Joseph requested that Benjamin become a slave. How did they react to it? Didn't you answer that? I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. They they was ready to come back because they didn't think that nobody had stolen anything because, you know, they didn't, you know, when the money was put back in their sacks the other time, they brought the money back. So they said, hey, well, we didn't steal from my Lord the first time. You know, we brought it back. So they was confident that they were good. But
yeah,
they was ready to, they didn't want their brother to be a slave. You know, mm-hmm. They would rather be the slave, you know, and send Benjamin back. And yeah, I don't want to jump ahead, but send Benjamin back. Judah said, "Send Benjamin back, and you know, I'll be a slave. We'll be a slave, but send Benjamin back, because if you don't, it's gonna kill our father." And
that's
because
right.
the same thing happened to our other brother, and you know, Joseph, he wanted them to confess and submit totally to God. You know, complete
mm-hmm.
submission and confession is what he was trying to bring out of them. You
yes,
know,
it
when it's all said and done, Joseph finally, you know, in the next chapter, I don't want to jump ahead, you know, but, you know, Joseph realized what was going on between him and God, but he still wanted them to confess to what they had did. He wanted
right.
them to confess, and he wanted to see that change in their heart, because that was pure jealousy that sent him into slavery with Egypt. They was jealous of their younger brother. And he's saying, are you guys, are y'all still jealous and envious of Benjamin? You know, do y'all still have
mm-hmm.
that in y'all heart? So he wanted them to confess this. And so when Judah got through talking and coming on out with it, he finally saw that, hey, they have truly made a change in their heart.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then they had, when Joseph told them about this, they had rent their clothes, they tore their clothes, and they was, you know, sad and lamenting and mourning. They tore their clothes because that's what they did when they, you know, was kind of in mourning and stuff. They would rent their clothes and stuff like that. It says in verse 13, then they rent their clothes and laid on every man his ass and returned to the city. Mm-hmm. What would be the result of this request? What would be the result of it? What did they say would be the result if they didn't go back, didn't take Benjamin back? What would happen? He was pleading for Benjamin. He was just pleading for Benjamin, and he started telling them about his death. About their father, and what would happen if they didn't come back with Benjamin. Mm-hmm. Well, chapter 45. How did the brothers react when Joseph revealed himself to them? How did they act, the brothers? How did they react to when Joseph said, "Listen, I'm Joseph"? How did they react?
They was shocked, but they was relieved.
Yeah, and they were scared. They was, you know how it was. They was like, you know, is this Joseph that we
right
supposed to? Soul in it. He gonna kill us. He got all these men. He gonna kill us. Mm-hmm. They was really surprised and shocked because they didn't. I guess his hair was cut different. I think they said he was shaving and stuff because Egyptian shave was clean shaven, and Jacob and them wasn't. They don't cut their beards and stuff. So I guess he didn't really even look like himself because they didn't know who he was. So maybe that's why he was looking like an Egyptian. He was actually their brother. Mm-hmm, that's something. They was probably terrified. Because he had enough power and authority to do whatever he wanted to do to them. Mm-hmm. Who did Joseph tell his brothers had allowed these things to happen to him? Who did Joseph tell?
He said, God did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God did that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the enemy needs you for hurt and for wrong, God can turn it around for your good. He not only turned it around for Joseph's good, but he turned it around for their good, the ones that did the stuff. Because if he had not been in the position he was in, they would have starved to death. They had no more food, and they was in the land of Canaan, even though Joseph wanted to bring them up to Goshen because they didn't want to live in Egypt. They wanted to, you know, right outside of Egypt or something like that. Okay. Why did this happen to Joseph? And we just talked about that. God did that thing. Mm-hmm. God can do things like that. We don't never know what's going on. We don't never know. There's so many things going on. We don't know how God's going to take his hand and do whatever he think is best for us. He know what's best for us. He know what we need. He know what this America needs. He know what this earth needs. He'll take somebody, some little body that people don't even know and do what he do, just like he took that boy George Floyd to let all this stuff come about so some things can be unveiled and unhealed, because, you know, those that was led is going to be first, and those that's first going to be led. So he had to take a little old George Floyd and a few more other people that we don't even know to get some things done that needed to be done. And he ain't finished yet. He's not finished yet. You know, we just have to stay before the Lord, stay prayerful, keep our mind and stuff on him, and let God do what he's going to do, because there's nothing we can do but to trust in God. Nothing we can do, and that's all Joseph did. All the stuff he went through on going from jailhouse, then God got him out the jailhouse and sent him he went to Potiphar's house first. He was in slavery first, then he went to Potiphar's house. Then his wife was acting stupid. Then he went to prison, out of prison. You know, that was something for him to go through at the age of 17. That was something. And that lets you know he don't wait till you get 21. He don't care about 21. He used you when it's time to be used. He brought Joseph right on up. You need to do this. For I am with you. Do it. Go to jail. I'm with you. I don't know whoever ain't been to jail that God allowed to go to jail. But, honey, I done been there for God. And in 3 days, he let me out. And I got no charges or nothing. But it was for his purpose and his use. For him. And I thank God that he could use me when he did and how he did. So we have to keep focused on that. I'm telling you, we have to keep our minds focused. If we look off, we are almost slipped. I was just telling Apostle Dean the other day, I almost slipped. All these people winning these millions of dollars. I was like, Lord, I don't never win nothing. You know, just these people ain't doing nothing for you. Almost slipped. You can't look off. You can't look over what your neighbor has. You can't do that because he set you apart. He sanctified you. He don't care about what they doing. He care, but you know what I'm saying? He talking about what you supposed to be doing. And you ain't supposed to be looking at what your neighbor got. You're not supposed to be looking at that because you're the property of God. I had to repent. I'm always having to repent. I know that. I know I run quickly, run before him. I'm sorry. That, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just human. You know you made me. You know, because we are human. And we're going to make some mistakes. And if we live on, we're going to make some more. But we have to repent. But we, you know, God does everything well. All things God do well. And I, you know, I thank God for this Joseph story because he had it in his heart to forgive them. And he did. And like Prophet Salah was saying, he, you know, he had to, he was trying to wait. He's bringing it all out. He's waiting for them to see if they heart changed, but he really didn't see it until they started begging for Benjamin's life. When they started begging for Benjamin's life, he knew their heart had changed. He knew it. Who approved of Joseph's family coming to Egypt?
Pharaoh.
Who approved that? Yes, he did. Yes, he was a Egyptian king. And he approved it because God, you know, you know what? And, you know, last week I read in there where he wasn't no Egyptian. You know, I told y'all he wasn't no Egyptian. He was some kind of king. I forgot the name of it, but he was some kind of Heisman king or something. And he was closer to what Joseph then was than he was an Egyptian. He sure was. He wasn't a real Egyptian. He was something else, some other kind of king. I was trying to go back to see what it was. He, you know, because that's why Joseph found, really, it was really God, but that's kind of why he found so much favor with this king, because he wasn't really that kind of king. He was something else. And I can't stand it, but he was another
Prophet, if I can say something, that's because he had flocks, and those kings wasn't supposed to have those flocks.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, well, I know one thing. I know I read it. I don't know where, what chapter was in, but they thought he was an Egyptian, but he wasn't Egyptian. He was not a full-fledged Egyptian. He was something else, too. But then God had set everything up. God set everything up so that so it could go just like this. That's why he set everything up like it did. And then he found, Joseph found favor for his father to come. And they didn't want to stay in Egypt, so they said they was going to send him to Goshen. But he had all the land, and he told them, don't bring nothing. Leave all that stuff. When you get here, we'll give it all back to you. Whatever you left, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it right back to you. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any comments or anything to say?
Yes, ma'am, Apostle. I just wanted to say a little bit about Joseph and, you know, his
say
heart
something
of
about
forgiveness.
Judah.
Say,
remember
I'm sorry?
You said something before about Judah. Do you remember when you talked about Judah that time?
Judah, his name, Praise.
Yep, and that's how Jesus comes through that line too. Yep. But you go ahead on and say about Joseph, then you can say about Judah.
Yes, yes, yes. And what's so awesome to me about this part here is how Joseph was ready to forgive them, but, you know, God had Joseph on a mission for Jacob, and it all ties back to Jesus, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and this Jesus, the Messiah, and this remnant that had to be saved, man, from this famine that had hit the land so hard. Amen. For 7 years, God had to send Joseph into Egypt, amen, to preserve life, Joseph's name,
savior of
the world. And it's just so beautiful. And that reminds me of, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, the savior of the world.
That's right.
You know, how you tied them two together a couple of weeks ago, Jesus and Joseph. But it just was a blessing to see how God just used this young man to come and to go through all of the hardships that he went through. And, you know, so many people have set up in prison for things that they didn't do. So many people. And the thing about it is, you know, when they get out of prison, some states, they do reward them with a lot of money, you know, for their, you know, and then it end up taking care of them and their family for many, many years, you know, to come. But it just blessed me how if Joseph wouldn't have went through this, you know, it was a chance on, you know, and God is an awesome God, you know, he does things well. And so I'm sure God would have found somebody to take care of this for him, but he used Joseph. Amen. Yep. And so what I want to encourage us today is to be ready and willing to be used by God, because God used Joseph to do this for him, because Jesus was coming down through this bloodline. And then, you know, Jesus came down through Judah. And, you know, Judah, he could have died in that famine.
Yeah,
Perez, you know, he could have died in that famine, and so God, he wanted to make sure that those Israelites were saved and that they did not die in that famine. Amen. And so it just blessed me to see how God used this man, and how God set everything up. And it was just a beautiful story. Joseph just a beautiful story. Amen. And we have to be ready. We can't grumble and complain when God allow us to go through hardships in life. You know, you know, and I know sometimes it get hard. We see where Joseph, he got tired. You know, he was saying, okay, now look, I done been in prison, you know, all this time. I'm ready to get out because I really didn't do nothing, but I am ready to get out. I know sometimes it get hard. We go through these struggles. But look, wait on the Lord and be encouraged. Wait on the Lord. Amen.
Yes, yes,
he will strengthen you. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Yes,
be encouraged in the Lord. Be strong and courageous. God will bring you through. He will see you through. Joseph, when he wept so hard because he had knew what God had called him to do at that moment.
Yeah.
He said, I need to save my family. God had brought me to Egypt to save my family because
the
they were going to die. The world, the savior of the world. He was a preserver of life.
Yes.
Amen. And so you don't know what your name means. You better find out what your name means.
Right.
Amen. You better find out what God called you to do. Amen. Glory to God. It just blessed my soul. I'm going to let this go. Amen.
It's all right, hon. Anybody else have a comment or anything? Yeah, so You see, Judah was like a spokesman for them, for the whole, for his brothers and them, for the group. And he offered himself for Benjamin. And see, later on down in history, like she said, another one came on down the line of Judah, the line of the tribe of Judah, who bore the penalty and sin for the guilt of us. God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ took our place of the guilty. So that's how Christ came down through the land of the tribe of Judah. That's how he came about. And I thank God he did. I thank God he did. Mm-hmm. So this was awesome. This was awesome. I'm just telling you, this was awesome. If you just sit back and look at it, it was awesome. And like she said, a lot of times we go through things, but if you just wait on the Lord, just hold out, wait on God, he'll renew your strength. Just wait on the Lord. So, that's all I really have to say about everything. It was good, and I don't want to go too much further because I don't want to get off into the other chapters yet, but it was good. This is good for your spirit, man. It's good because you know what God, you can see what God is doing in this thing. But I want to let Brother Harold and Miss Prophetess Ella Davidson, I want to let you all know that whenever you want to preach on a Sunday or teach on a Sunday, we have open dates, Brother Harold. I don't know what you be doing on a Sunday at 3 o'clock, but that's when our Sunday worship is. And everybody has signed up to do this except for you two. If you don't want to do it, we understand. But if you desire to, you could teach or you could preach, either one. So you could just let us know or let me know or Prophetess Sattler knows so she can put you on the calendar, because everybody has been put on the calendar except for you all. And we would love to hear a word from God, whatever word God has given you, we would love to hear. Amen. So I just wanted to let you two know, because you all are the ones that have not signed up and have not preached yet. So just let us know. I mean, if you don't want to do it, it's okay. But if God put it on your heart to give us a word from the Lord, we ready. We want to hear it.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Yeah, we want to hear it. So we just give reverence to God. We just thank and praise God for the disease. Okay. Just let us know. We give God praise and glory for tonight in that word on tonight. We're going to get ready to close out, and we thank each one of you for being on our radio broadcast on tonight. Father, we just come now asking you to cover each one that's under the sound of my voice, God. Lord, we thank you tonight for opening up our understanding, God. We thank you tonight, God, for letting us receive your word just like it's written, like you gave it to us, like you were speaking it your own self. God, we just thank you tonight for a right now word, God. We just thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Lord, I ask you to cover each one of them, cover their families, cover their homes, cover their cars in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we love you tonight, and we give you praise and glory. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now, to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. And don't forget, Sunday service is we have a communion, and it's Easter, or resurrection, not Easter, but resurrection morning worship. So don't forget your communion and stuff for Sunday. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good night, the rest of the night. And don't forget about the children Bible class in the morning. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.